finish the test, and we're starting the Mishabur. We have the Sif Dalet, and we're calling Mishabur Sif Katan Lamed. And he said, but Dabar, which is already cooked fully, and it's Yobesh, so that's not a problem with Bishul. There's no Bishul afterwards. But we do have to add that when we say that the Yovesh is no Bishul HaBishul, it means that it's only if it's fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, so then moving it from partially cooked to fully cooked will be considered Bishul.
Is there any shear on this? Or any minimal amount?
Any minimal amount of increasing the Bishul?
Really? So I think the system's... Usually, Malchus Shabbos have some minimal shear. It seems funny that it's...
No, I mean, anything which is... It means, even if I would take it off afterwards, but it's, for argument's sake, it's half-cooked, and I put it back on the fire, and now it moves to be two-thirds cooked.
So something where it's noticeable, some measure that they can see a difference.
Right. Chazon Ish says we use time because it's hard to really see the calculate differences. We discuss the third cooked, the half cooked, etc. But even though I didn't move it to fully cooked, but I moved it. I moved it for a second. Is that called Bishul? I don't know. I would assume that it should be a problem. There's a part of the source for this is a Gemara in Shavuos in the second parak. Gemara in Shavuos in the second parak deals with that the Loch of Kayan does the Avodah Betuma. He's Chayiv. He's over the Isser of doing Avodah Betuma. He's Chayiv Misvei Shemayim for that, independent of the Chi of Koris that a person has for being in the Mikdash Betuma. So Morris says, well, but what's in the Geya, he's always going to be chayiv for being in the Mikdash Betuma. So Morris says, a case that the person was Nitma Vazora, so we didn't come in Betuma. So Morris says, yeah, but he's Mukhiyah to leave immediately. So Morris says, he did Avodah as he's running out. So Morris says, what Avodah can you do as you're running out? So Morris says that the case was that the Avorim from the Korban were on the Mizbeach. And as he was running out, he picked up they had these large forks which would be used to sort of like catch the food and turn it over to make it burn more quickly. So the Mora says, as he's running out, he doesn't even pause for a moment, so there's no chi mitzad ilchus tumah. He didn't pause, but he turned over the meat. So he's makar of the process of the burning of the meat. So he's chayiv doing avodah betumah. So on that, the Ritva says, so you see from here, this yesod, that kirv of Bishul is called Bishul. So even though it was going to cook anyway, and it's, I'm just making it cook a little bit quicker, because I turned it over, that's enough to be chayiv. So you see this, that the even a minimal addition to the process of cooking is also called cooking. Okay, Lamed Aleph.
You think turning meat over is minimal?
Yeah. Dafka she nisbashul. This halacha is dafka if it was nisbashul. Now let's say like this. Lo nisbashul. It wasn't cooked on the fire. Elish nishra me'er shabbos b'kli rishon shayatza lettuce. But you soaked it in the hot water. But it wasn't sitting on the fire. Also, the shreisa b'chamim b'shayatza lettuce by ben b'shabbos. So you cannot do the same process again on Shabbos. Dalvagav the ain counter sef is bishul. You're not giving it in a situation where you're increasing the bishul theoretically. You're not moving it to a place which is hotter. It's the same level of temperature. Kumakam calls much on his bashul mamish. Elohayu b'kli rishon. So putting it into the hot water in the Kirishan a second time, we'll add a little bit, and that's enough to be make it, that's going to be considered Bishul the second time.
Into the hot water in the
Kirishan? And some disagree and say no, that since you put it in the hot water before Shabbos, in a Kirishan, not on the Esh, that's not real Bishul, because sitting in the hot water, the hot liquid of the kli rishon off of the fire, usually will not take the food to be fully cooked. And you put it there before Shabbos, so it cooked theoretically as much as that process will do. So putting it into that process a second time on Shabbos isn't adding anything. That's what the Rambam argues. Now the other Rishonim say no, that we have to say that it's possible that process will add something. But that's the Prima Gadim, the Mekilim, Mar, B'dabr, Shadarka, B'tiba, Kal, Ligomer, B'shuloi, Abakar, Rishon, Shosim, and Eish. So the Prima Gadim comes along and says, they're talking about different cases. That the what the Rambam was talking about is a case where that it's something which cooks very easily, and it's very possible that the cooking process was completed by putting it into a kli rishon, not on the eish, before Shabbos. So therefore, putting it into the kli rishon, not on the eish, a second time is not doing anything. I will double shame dark at least bashab gamer kli rishon. It's something which a kli rishon, which is not on the fire, normally will not cook fully. So then, putting into the kli rishon again, not on the fire, is also osur because it's not fully cooked. There's a good chance it might get cooked a little more. Kol malkum is the kli amaz osur. So you have a kli rishon which is not al ha'esh, arguing that something that you put in there before Shabbos into that situation, you're allowed to put it in there again on Shabbos is not true. Okay, b'chol zel inyan lishroish to b'kli rishon. This is all discussing that you want to put into a kli rishon. But a klisheni is not going to add anything, we assume, in the halacha. Even though we're choshes that for certain things are kali bishul, and maybe a klisheni does do something, but you already did it before Shabbos. If this was a kali bishul, chances are it was completed before Shabbos. So klisheni is not going to do anything for you. Okay. So now, the Shulchan Aruch said that something was just fully cooked, and it's yavesh. So any gravy which was there was poured off, and all you're left with is just the salad. Shulchan Aruch Rav understands that the means it was removed totally. It has to be fully dry. You'd have to make sure, guarantee that it's dry, because any amount of liquid which is there is going to get cooked. Immersion, the Prima Gadim on the other end says that as long as it's Rav Yavesh, even though there's some liquid there, your primary kavana is for the Yavesh. The liquid is Darshan Miskav, and then you don't have to worry about it. So that's quite an extreme. The Prima Gadim says as long as it's Rav Yavesh, and even though there's some liquid, it's fine, and according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it has to be totally dry. So Immersion of Tshuva says that B'shas Achak Gadol, person, I'm not sure exactly what that scenario would be. So a person can be samech on the Prima Gadim, as long as it's not roiv, as long as it's roiv being a salad, it's not called bishul. Okay, so that was the if it's davar yavesh, which is fully cooked, you're allowed to put it into a kli rishon on Shabbos because you're not doing anything. What do the shoyim say? Even if you put it once in the kli rishon, and while it's there, it's going to sort of dissolve into the liquid and become a liquid. So even though it ends up being a liquid, but when you put it in as a salad, and by salad we say in bishul achar bishul, it's mutter. But you can't put it in the kli rishon aleish.
So this even includes things like coagulated fats that you know are really going to turn into liquid when you heat it up?
That's what he's saying.
Right.
We'll see later on that there's a shari tshuva which brings a chumra which is machmer on that. Something which dissolves immediately. You have to be cautious. It has it in like a liquid.
Something dissolves immediately like, let's say, sugar?
Let's say sugar, coffee. Even though they're fully cooked, but if you deal with it as a lach, it's nisanin lach. Whatever lach is nisanin, we hold yesh bishul achar bishul. So those machmir. Okay, now, so he says, but to put on the kli rishon al eish, it's a problem. Now, why is that? So the Shartzi in Memvav says two reasons. I'm going to read the second reason first. The second reason is because of chazara. I'm taking an item which was not on the fire before and putting it on the fire. That's a problem. It's not meeting the criteria of chazara. chazara is something which is there from before Shabbos, you're allowed to maintain it there on Shabbos, and even if you remove it, you're allowed to put it back to where it was, assuming you meet certain criteria. But over here, this is a new item that you're putting there on Shabbos. You can't do that. You're not meeting the conditions of chazara, which is that it has to be a continuation of the previous shehiya from before Shabbos. That's the second argument. First argument is yesh v'chirim that ala esh yesh bishal acha bishal. Some argue that on the fire, imay davar yavesh yesh bishal acha bishal. We'll see a Mishnah Berurah at the end of the siman is not really chashish for that shita. Over here, he seems to be chashish for it. I think it's only in conjunction with the fact that we have the sister of chazara, which comes with it. So you have both arguments.
Is there? It seems as if maybe for certain things there's bishul acha bishul, and for some other things there's not. Is there a clear delineation as to what fits, you know, bishul acha bishul for something that's a davar yavesh?
We're assuming right now that davar yavesh ain't bishul acha bishul, assuming it's fully cooked.
Assuming it's fully cooked, okay.
Right? Except, Mishnah Berurah is not bringing, if you put it directly over the fire, there's a sheet that results yesh bishul acha bishul, even by davar yavesh. Okay.
So if they're saying if
you should not put in a klirishin, if I have my cholent, I take out some of my cholent and it's fully cooked, and I want to put it back into the cholent, I left the cholent pot on the fire or on the crock pot, and I want to take the cholent which was on the table and put it back into the crock pot. Well,
but the crock pot is probably filled with liquid. But suppose that you have a nice big piece of meat from the cholent.
It's a davar yavesh, fine. I can't put it back.
But can you put it back, quote unquote, on the part of the blech that's not directly over the fire? It sounds like you're saying yes.
Putting back the part that's not over the fire would not be a problem, because that is, well, it would not be a problem of bishul. It might be a problem of chazar.
Oh, because when you took it off, you didn't have in mind to put it right back.
Well, even if you correct.
Again, the five conditions I believe were: it has to be on from before Shabbos. It has to be that there has to be a blech. You have to have intention to put it back when you take it off. You have to hold on to it the entire time.
It has to be fully cooked, and it has to be. It hasn't cooled off.
Oh, it hasn't cooled off. It hasn't. That is not six.
Well, the first one is all of those conditions are the conditions assuming that it was there from before Shabbos. That's all before you get to the rules. The rules of how to return something, by definition, means it was there beforehand. Right? So that's before you get to the rules. Okay. So, fine. So you're allowed to take this, but if it's a double, which is not Nishba Shekol Tzarecho, then you cannot. But you put it in Chama B'Shabbos. If you're about putting it in the fire, you can't even put it in the Klirishon, which is Shelo Aleish. Even if you're not planning to leave it there to the point where it's going to start dissolving into there, but it's not cold. It wasn't fully cooked, so this is going to enhance the cooking process. Furthermore, Zot Mishnah Berurah, a fill of a klisheni, which is not mavashal. Nami also lishrus, you can't do this shriya. The Mexican mavashal. There's an issur d'rabbanan that it looks like you're cooking. I b'ladam the tavel and the besif test li also lebeklirishin. We say later on that putting spices into a klisheni is mutter because they do not tend to get cooked in a klisheni. I what about Mexican mavashal? You're saying there's no issur d'rabbanan that it looks like cooking. What happened to that? No, the tavan asuyim lamatik hakadeira blo mexikim avashal. People don't perceive what you're doing as a while you're cooking your spices. People are not focusing on the cooking process of the spices. Yes, there is a cooking process, and people are not focusing on it because the spices are there to serve the pot, not the pot is there to serve the spices. So, therefore, in a klirishon, which is bishul, it's a problem. Klirishon is not really bishul. So people say, wow, he just cooked the spices. People are not focusing on, people don't perceive what's the process is cooking the spices. But I take a piece of chicken and I stick it in the pot. She said, wow, he's cooking the chicken. Oh, it's a cliche. It looks like bishul. So that's the reason. By tavlin, cliche is mutter. There's always a Mexican mavashal. But these things over there, there is a Mexican mavashal issue. Okay.
What? Food?
Yeah. But what you may do is midiach or sebecham b'shabbos. You're allowed to pour over it with from chamin. So the Mishnah Berurah, hano shemara love mikli sheni. You pour from mikli sheni. How do I know mikli sheni? The mikli rishon also l'arasol love. The irik mikli rishon is the irik mikli rishon. Ravashik mikli klipo k'moshe kosev. If your irik mikli rishon does have a power of cooking, as much as this is not fully cooked, pouring on it from a mikli rishon will cook it. Not so deep, just the deep of the what's called the thickness of a klipa of a shell. Not fully all the way through, but as much as that's true, you deal with the raisa of bishul. It wasn't fully cooked, so pouring out it from a kli rishon will cook it. So you can't do that. So what we're allowing over here has to be pouring from a kli sheni. That's how the Magen Avraham knew that putting into kli sheni was also. How do you know that there's this of the rabbanon? Right? He says because you tell me that you're allowed a medea. What was the case? A medea from kli rishon is definitely also. It has to be the case is clear, being there from a kli sheni. So vice versa, only mediach from a kli sheni is mutter, but to be sure in the kli sheni is osur. So the Magen Avraham, why? Mechzik
Yom Avash. Mediach again is like pouring over
him. Vodin, the shari laris, mekli sheni al gabi davar lach, but sonin, the havile kadach abam. So this is true, not only by davar yavesh, that it's mutter, but even by davar lach, which was nistan, and this also be mutter. Now let's do this. Let's hold on to the Mishnah Berurah's here. Let's go back to the Biurei Halacha. It's up to this point. This way we'll divide up the Sif, the Mishnah Berurah's, and the Biurei Halacha, which goes together with them. Okay, so back on the previous page. So this issue of Bishul Acher Bishul, and it didn't say after Sosam and Machaber, even though the Shulchan Aruch presents it as a given that there is a problem of Bishul, you should know. It's definitely a significant machlokes. The Das Rambam, once it's fully cooked and a davar lach, it cannot, even if you reheat it, it cooled totally. There's no then Bishul afterwards anymore. But
even a davar lach,
the stomach davar lach, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even water?
Water, even water, like most cheetahs. Achad mechaber sosam lahachmer kadas of Rashi ben Yonah ben Rosh vator vayim nesimanish negimel beirgrosh lehichriya ben cheetahs. The grod leaves these two cheetahs as a machlokes. Now the bir alacha. This is all discussing putting it in a place where you're not putting it on the fire. You're putting it near the fire. If you're putting it on the fire, you have to meet Sinoi Chazora, which would be make it osur anyway. Right? You're putting it, you have your fireplace, and you're putting it somewhat away from the fireplace. It's not, doesn't look like you're putting it on the fire. Avlamido Aish Mamish, to put it over a fire and to put it into an oven which has coals in it, Kulyama Osra Kapanim Rabbanan, I feel a Rasech Mamish. That's going to definitely be at least an Isid Rabbanan, if not an Isid Rais. Okay, now, Imitstanan, next Bir Alochim. So what does Nistanan mean? It goes down to the point of not Yatza Letters.
Isid Rabbanan, if not an Isid Rais.
To take a davar lach which is cooled off and reheated, but it's definitely an isidur rabbanan to put it on top of the stove on a fire. It's definitely an isidur rabbanan. At least an isidur rabbanan. It might be an isidur rais, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yonah, the Rosh and the Tur.
What's the rais?
Cooking.
Cooking's the rais.
Yeah.
What you said according to those four.
Davar lach, which is nistanan, what we're talking about. Davar lach is nistanan. If you would put it on the fire, you're heating it, so that would be called bishul according to them.
And again, this is something that was already previously fully cooked.
Correct. Now, zotibir lachim nistanan. So according to the shita that we're saying that there's a din of yesh bishul lach or bishul by davar lach, even though it's fully cooked, once it's cooled off, zotibir shabur chiddush. So what does cooling off mean? It's not yatsa lettuce, but now what about imhurik l'kli sheni? Avim edayin ho yadayin yatsa lettuce boy. Yesh loymer the dinner k'moy nitzdanin v'yesh ra'ata mishum bishul. So a kli sheni is not mavashal. A kli rishon is mavashal. So when you pour it from the kli, it's hot. It's yatzaletas bud. You pour it from the kli rishon to the kli sheni. You haven't taken away its heat. It's still yatzaletas bud. You've taken away its power to cook. So if you take away its power to cook, means there's some element of this item, of what the heat was doing for it, etc., which has been taken away. Now you want to put it back into a kli rishon. You're adding that back in. Zot the bir lach. That's also called pishul. That's all. Returning it back to that state is you're adding something in its potential bishul process, and that's going to be a problem. So now comes an interesting question, which Moshe and I were discussing yesterday. So my cholent is drying out. So I say no problem. I have hot water in my urn, china, right? And I want to take some hot water from the china and put it into the cholent. The problem is, if I take, how am I going to do it? So one option is take the cholent off of the fire. Let's say if I have my cholent and a fire which is covered, so I can take it off and put it back on. So I take the cholent off, right? Intention, it's fully cooked, it's hot, it's the fire is covered. I take it off with intention to return, and I don't let go. Put it under my china. Can I open up the china? Can I put the hot water into it? So what's going to happen? All the steam is going to come from my cholent into my china and make my china kleshe. So now I want to make myself a cup of coffee with milk. I can't do the chachila. I can't use something which is kleshe, the chachila, with intention to make a power of a cup which I'm allowed to put milk into it. If I put in milk already, but I'm not allowed to drink it, because it's not bar not, but I can't do the chachila. So I said, okay, that's not a good idea. So I'll try and put my cholent so low down that even when the hot water comes in and it starts puffing steam, by the time it gets to it's not going to be atzeletes anymore. It's not going to absorb. Okay, that's a potential, you know, eight. One suggestion, I have a different idea. I put the water in a cup and then pour it into the cholent. Right, so mitzad dinei chazara. This is the mishmar comes out in Reish and Gimel that there is a sheet which says that that's aser, because I'm allowed to take something off of the fire, I'm allowed to put it back on the fire, I'm allowed to take something from one kli rishon and put it back into a different kli rishon. But taking from a kli rishon to a kli sheni back to a kli rishon is a problem with chazara. Okay, but let's say we mishmar passes you can make this is the rabbi. But now you're telling me everybody shashes the rice. Because once I took it from the kli rishon and put it in the kli sheni, it can't cook anymore. I put it back into over the fire, it could cook again. So if we're going to be machmir, yesh bishalach or bishul by davar lach, so you're going to have a problem. So the Ramah's minig is not like that. So the Ramah says, as long as it wasn't nisan l'gamri, it's mutter. So he holds who it didn't, in a kli sheni, would also be mutter. But if you're a Svardi, you pass the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have that heter. So I had a situation once where the fellow didn't want to do that because he wanted to be macher on this. So he didn't have a china. So he went to his next door neighbor and used his next door neighbor's china. So the next door neighbor took him to a din Torah because he fleshed up his urn. He wanted to pay for the cost of the urn. He was mazik his urn. Is that called a valid hezek to have a din of being a mazik? Because he says the whole purpose of an urn is to be able to have a cup of coffee. So you made it not usable for me because who drinks coffee without milk? So he told him he was a mazik and he has to pay. So, interesting dintar. Okay, fighter. I'm not passing halacha l'maisa on the dintar right now. Okay. Shaykh Babishal, next beer halacha. Afal ha-yokho lech la-yayin chak, mitchilim, mitavshal, es a tavshal, it was edible till now. V'chav ha-shir k'machem and rusoi, mishal bishal, it was cooked enough that it's called bishal. Helping it to move further. That's also called bishul. If he's that, in notel Shabbos kadera minakira, you took the pot off of the fire. You're not sure if it's fully cooked. It's on the other, and the coals have been removed, and you met all the criteria, but you don't know if it's fully cooked. So you can't put it back. So a more common example of this is, let's say you decide to leave your oven on And so you put in your cholent, and you put in your soup for Friday night, and you put in multiple other items in there, etc. So you open up the oven to take out the soup. Soup is fully cooked, no problem. Is your cholent fully cooked? So let's say your cholent is not fully cooked. So now the door is open. It's going to cook very slowly, or it's going to maybe not cook at all, because it'll lose all that heat going out. When you shut the door, it's going to start cooking. It's going to cook. It will cook. That's the saying. But anything which helps it being. So if you don't know for sure the cholent is fully cooked, you can't shut the door. Right. So now the interesting thing there is still the Kapoiskim grapple with the following shaila. They put chicken into the cholent, and they eat the chicken bones. Chicken bones for tonight are not fully cooked. By Shabbos day, they become fully cooked, and they're soft enough that they're edible and you can eat them. But by Friday night, they're not fully cooked. So Shlomo Zalman held that's called bishul. So therefore, you would have a problem if you keep your cholent and your soup or whatever it is in the same oven. When you open the door, you can't shut it. Because that would be... Remember, Shadat Chubi said it's not called... The bones are not really edible, and it's not called the bishul. There's nothing bishul on the bones. Shlomo Zalman wrote back to Ramosha that maybe that's in America because people don't eat it, but everybody eats it. At least, I don't know what it is nowadays, but that's what it was in his days. So it definitely is a Michael, and it's not edible right now. It'll become edible tomorrow through the cooking through the night. So it'd be a problem. Okay, let's hold it here.
Soup cooked.